2. Erased from existence. Thursday, January 3, 1985. It took Michael J. Fox less than an hour to hang up the phone, get dressed, leave his house, fly down the highway, and get to NBC Studios in Burbank. He had made the drive to Gary David Goldberg's office dozens of times before, but there was something about the urgency and vagueness of the producer's call that made Fox sure this was not going to be a usual visit. He arrived feeling as if he had been called down to the principal's office, and worried he had inadvertently done something worthy of reprimand. Goldberg was already behind his desk. He skipped the pleasantries, further putting Fox on edge. The television producer had a lot of respect for his star and shot straight with him. Goldberg told Fox about Back to the Future, how the film's production team had wanted him from the start, and how Goldberg had kept the script from him. While much of this was new information for Fox, the producer was surprised to know the actor was already familiar with the movie and had wanted to be involved since the film's pre-production stages. Back in mid-August, when Meredith Baxter was put on bed rest as her due date neared, Family Ties went on a brief hiatus so her character wouldn't be absent for half of the season. During this time off, Fox was offered and accepted the lead role in Teen Wolf, a campy teen horror comedy produced by an independent film studio that promised the actor the three things he was most in want of: a decent paycheck, a starring role, and a 4-week shooting schedule. While filming in Pasadena, Fox saw a crew scouting the location where the Teen Wolf team had temporarily set up shop. The actor struck up a conversation with the visitors, who said they were working on a new movie, Back to the Future, which Steven Spielberg was involved with. The actor was immediately self-conscious of his situation, burdened by afflictive prosthetic makeup, running around the street like an animal in this low-budget piece of trash movie that was almost destined to be a flop, while Crispin Glover, whom Fox had recently worked with on an episode of Family Ties, was going to be appearing in a $14 million Spielberg picture. Fox thought he was at least as good an actor as Glover was. Why wasn't he offered a chance to audition for the film? But now it all made sense.